Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, May 9th. I'm Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Hundreds of employees at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center are expected to walk off the job today. SEIU, United Healthcare Workers West, has called for a week-long strike, citing what it calls unfair labor practices, employee and patient safety concerns, and low wages. The union represents about 2,000 employees at the hospital, including certified nursing assistants, surgical technicians, and transporters. Negotiations for a new contract began in March. The union accuses management of negotiating in bad faith. A Cedars spokesperson insists the union has been offered a strong deal that included substantial pay increases. She says the union did not provide notice of the strike and the hospital is prepared to maintain patient safety. Doctors, nurses, and researchers are not part of the union and were told they will remain on the job. Contract talks are scheduled to resume today between Los Angeles County officials and leaders with SEIU Local 721 after thousands of county workers voted to authorize a strike if talks fail. The union represents about 55,000 county employees working in everything from custodial services to public safety. Members are demanding better health benefits, protections against the privatization of jobs, and pay hikes that reflect the rising cost of living in the LA area. Union president and children's social worker David Green says he hopes negotiations pan out, but they are prepared to walk.
Our members are engaged, they're energized, they're furious, they're ready to strike, and the county and the powers that be need to know we're not going anywhere. We're going to do whatever it takes to bring this contract home.
County supervisors have approved a plan to keep services going if workers do end up walking out. Green calls the county's suggestion that it can find people to fill in for striking workers disrespectful. County officials say in a statement that they will remain hopeful about reaching a fair and fiscally responsible contract deal with labor partners. Sad story out of West Hills. The Los Angeles Police Department is investigating the deaths of three children in their home. Officers responding to a report of an assault with a deadly weapon arrested the children's mother after the 12-year-old girl and her 8-year-old twin brothers were found dead Mother's Day morning. No other suspects are being sought. The cooling trend will continue today. Afternoon highs will be in the upper 60s at the beaches, around 70 farther inland. The coastal valleys and inland empire will reach the low 70s. The Antelope Valley, mid-60s and breezy. Coachella Valley highs will be in the 80s, also breezy in our low desert communities. LA County officials say 365 firearms were turned in at a gun buyback event in Linwood over the weekend. Participants were allowed to give up weapons anonymously and no questions asked, in exchange for gift cards for supermarkets and Amazon that ranged from $50 to $300, supplied by County Supervisor Janice Hahn's office, which says weapons ranged from automatic assault rifles to pistols. The Cedar Grove area of Kings Canyon National Park is set to reopen today after a lightning fire forced its closure back in September. Chief of Communications Cynthia Kawasaki-Yee says thousands of acres burned before it was contained in December, and the fire affected more than the environment.
Our local communities depend, you know, highly on the tourism and the visitors that come into these parks to keep their businesses going. And so it was definitely hard for a lot of our local businesses.
Kawasaki-Yee says Cedar Grove was originally scheduled to open 3 weeks ago, but that was delayed due to a rock slide on Highway 180, which is the only route into Cedar Grove. The scenic area offers easy hiking trails along the Kings River and more challenging trails that go up into the wilderness. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us here on this Monday morning on 89.3 KPCC. It's 5:21. It's 5:32. I'm Suzanne Whatley with KPCC News. A new study finds that decades of wildfire suppression is fueling the recent megafires and making them more dangerous. UC Davis research ecologist Hugh Stafford is lead author of the study. He says that we have reached a place that researchers call the fire paradox.
By not allowing fire naturally to reduce fuels and keep stands open on the landscape, it leads inexorably to more fuel on the landscape, such that when fires do occur, they become much larger and more destructive.
Stafford says to decrease the danger of wildfires and ensure the longevity of our forests, the state needs to move away from a more reactive way of dealing with fires and proactively dispose of forest fuel. It probably never occurred to you to compose a piece of music by simply walking. Well, now you can. KPCC's Zoe Kurland explains.
Artist Jimena Sarno's Score for Here installation allows visitors at the L.A. Historic State Park to compose sound in real time as they stroll around the grounds. Different parts of the park trigger different sound from Sarno's collection, such as an out-of-tune piano or a broken faucet, all of which she has modified through granular synthesis.
It's basically putting a sound in a blender and then reconfiguring the order and the quality of each of the parts.
Wondering what that means? It might sound like this. Visitors end up with a distinct, layered score based on their unique movements. Sarno says the project is inspired by themes of erasure and the displacement of the park's original inhabitants, the Tongva people.
My main idea for this project was not to add any more material to the site. I wanted something that was ephemeral and it was immaterial.
And the work itself will change over time. Sarno says the app that generates the scores will remain available indefinitely as the sound bank continues to grow. I'm Zoe Kurland.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness has posted the biggest box office opening of the year with an estimated $185 million, beating out The Batman. The Bad Guys fell to second place with $9.7 million Friday through Sunday. And another family film, Sonic the Hedgehog, was third with $6.2 million in its fifth week in theaters, according to box office tracker ComScore. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.